He entered the council chamber to find Yoda and Mace Windu in conversation with a hologram Anakin.
Cut us out of our hyperlanes 3 times if you can believe it,
his former Padawan was saying. He sounded exhilarated and furious and exhausted.
I don't know how Grievous knew where we'd be. He's got some good intelligence, I'll give him that much. Or a new kind of tracking system, something. But even so, we've singed his feathers pretty neatly, Masters. I don't know what we paid for these new cruisers, but I can tell you they're worth every last credit. I'll transmit a full performance report as soon as I get a moment to think straight.
Yoda and Mace Windu exchanged guarded glances. Then Yoda turned to the door and beckoned.
Join us, Obi-Wan, informing us of his progress, young Skywalker is.
Almost dizzy with relief, and working hard not to show it, he crossed the chamber floor.
Obi-Wan,
said Anakin, as Obi-Wan entered the Council's holocam transmitter field.
Hey, you look much better than the last time I saw you.
Thank you, he said repressively. Would the boy never remember his protocols? Hologram Anakin frowned.
Except, is something wrong?
He knew. He always knew. Acutely aware of Yoda and Mace Windu staring, he shook his head. Nothing you need concern yourself about, Anakin. Have you not yet reached the Bothan system?
No. Unfortunately, like I was telling Masters Yoda and Windu, every time we turn around, Grievous is on our tail.
So he still eludes you?
I think what you meant to say is Grievous has failed 3 times to blow us to smithereens, even though he's got 4 cruisers to our 3.
What about casualties? Mace Windu asked. Have you lost any fighters, Anakin? Some of the ebullience died out of Anakin's face.
5 destroyed, Master. 6 damaged. We're working on them now.
So not a victory, said Mace. More like a stalemate.
Which is better than an outright loss, Master Windu,
Anakin said edgily.
True, said Yoda. But engaging Grievous in open space, your mission is not. To the Bothan system at once you should proceed, young Skywalker. Protecting Bothawi is your task.
Yes, Master Yoda,
said Anakin, still curt.
We've been trying to get there. We're on a direct course now.
Obi-Wan cleared his throat. But will you get there before Grievous, Anakin?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. We left him licking a few good wounds after our last engagement, and that's given us a head start. It'll be tight. I expect he'll chase us all the way there, but we'll be ready for him. He's not going to get his stinking metal hands on Bothawi, Masters. You've got my word on that.
Keep us apprised of your situation, Anakin, said Mace Windu sternly. If you're in any doubt as to how you should proceed, seek our advice. This mission is too important for heroics. Is that clear?
Yes, Master,
said Anakin.
I'll contact you again when we reach Bothawi.
The hololink disconnected. Obi-Wan watched Yoda and Mace Windu exchange another guarded look. He wanted to say, Anakin will do fine. He wanted to say, you can trust him not to let you down. But he held his tongue. Not only because to say those things when his opinion was not invited would be a gross breach of protocol, but also because a part of him echoed Mace Windu's concerns. Keep your head, Anakin, he thought. Don't let overconfidence creep up on you. You're good, you're exceptional, but you're not perfect. Not yet. Yoda was considering him, his head tipped to one side.
Perceptive, young Skywalker is. Troubled you are, Obi-Wan. What strife brings you here?
Strife. Now there was a good word. Masters, I am in receipt of some disturbing information. There is a chance we will soon face direct attack by the Sith. Yoda and Mace Windu stared at each other, then back at him.
Tell us, said Yoda.